Editor's note. This article has been edited to correct errors in athletes' placements, times, and distances. The original story included times, distances, and placements from an incorrect source. We apologize for this error. A considerable cohort of student athletes represented Airdrie at the Alberta Schools Athletic Association's, ASAA, Provincial High School Track and Field Championships this past weekend. More than a dozen of the city's student athletes were in Medicine Hat June 3 and 4 to run, throw, and jump against the best of the best in Alberta's final high school track meet of the 2022 school year. George McDougall High School track coach Steve McLean said it was a positive experience for the Mustangs athletes to attend the provincial meet. With five athletes competing, George McDougall was the most represented Airdrie school. We had eight who were supposed to go, said McLean, who took over the coaching baton from longtime Mustangs track and field coach Ryan Haggarty for this season. Pretty crappy news, but one of our grade 10 athletes had appendicitis just before the event, so had to pull out. A couple others had other commitments they couldn't shake. But we had five compete and it was a lot of fun. One of the Mustangs' top performers of the weekend was multi-event athlete Kira McDonald, who placed in the top 10 in three of her events. McDonald finished 8th in the grade 11 women's long jump, 6th in the high jump and 5th in the 80-meter hurdles. I think she was a bit nervous, but she's a fantastic athlete, McLean said. McDonald also filled in as the third runner in George McDougall's grade 11 women's 4x100-meter relay team, helping the team finish 7th with a time of 55.72 seconds. With our 4x100, we had a girl who couldn't go because she had a baseball commitment, so Kira was awesome and stepped in to do the 4x100, McLean said. Another member of that relay team who fared well at provincials was Amelia Smolinski, who in addition to running anchor in the 4x100-meter relay finished 5th in the 1-kilogram discus with a best distance of 24.05 meters. According to McLean, Smolinski is a competitive hockey player who was new to track this season but was able to use her natural athleticism to succeed in both her running and throws events. I said to her, "You're actually 5th in the province, so that's pretty awesome for never having thrown discus before," McLean said. "It's awesome to see the smile on their face when they're like, 'Holy cow, I'm actually good at this.'" The other two members of the Mustangs relay team were Tiana Reimer, who also placed 12th in the long jump, and Sydney McLean. Senior George McDougall athletes who competed at provincials included sprinter Jacob Lysak, who placed 4th in the senior men's 100-meter sprint thanks to a top time of 12.21 seconds, and Anika Keller, who finished 15th in the senior women's prelims for the 80-meter hurdles. Airdrie Christian Academy sent four athletes to provincials. Anais Okumo finished 3rd in the junior women's triple jump. Throws athlete Nathaniel Dykejorn finished 5th in the grade 11 men's javelin. Josiah Reguindon ran in the grade 11 men's 100-meter hurdles and finished 13th in his prelim, and Chloe Thomas finished 10th in the open women's pentathlon. From WH Croxford, Karana Nevin competed in the junior women's 1-kilogram discus, finishing 12th with a distance of 18.09 meters. The sole Burt Church High School student-athlete to attend provincials this season was long-distance runner Willem Grant. The grade 12 runner, who is committed to the NCAA's Western Colorado University cross-country and track team next fall, competed in the senior men's 1500-meter and 3000-meter, finishing 8th and 6th, respectively. No track athletes from St. Martin de Porres High School competed at provincials this year. For a full record of results, visit bit.ly/3xd6wjg.